Fred Film Radio, Sydney Italian International Film Festival, Australia.
This is Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio in conversation with Elisia Zeccola, the director of the Italian Film Festival. Good morning, Elisia.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Very well. Happy that everything's opening and we can enjoy some great cinema soon.
Absolutely. And thank you very much for your time. I know you are very busy in launching the Italian Film Festival. And this is the 21st edition. Am I right, Elisia?
The 22nd, I think.
22nd. Wow, 22nd edition.
Old,
so
yes.
Long history. The festival is a young girl.
Yes, it is. still in her 20s. But I'm honoured that I've worked on everyone so I can remember all of the changes and see how much it's grown. It's so exciting to see how it's been embraced.
Oh, absolutely. And I think this edition of the festival really follows a couple of very difficult years. So I think everybody welcomes with great anticipation the opportunity to go back to cinemas, to celebrate Italian culture and storytelling and language through the big screen. And in fact, on the welcome page of the festival website, you say that it has been a challenging time for the arts and entertainment industries. However, there is an air of positivity as locked down cities look to a sense of normality on the horizons. And I think going back to cinema will provide that sense of normality, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. And I think just being, you know, with other people that aren't your immediate family, you know, just being able to share experiences in that way that you do in a cinema when other people laugh or cry or gasp in a scene, there's just something magic about it.
Yes, exactly. It's pure magic. And I can't wait to go back to the cinema.
Me too.
And Elisia, I would like to ask something that usually is not part of the interview questions, but we live in unprecedented times. So I was reflecting on the fact that the decision to postpone the festival this year must have been a massive organization and logistics exercise. And also many of the regular goers were still holding their breath just a few weeks ago because the situation in various Australian cities was still very volatile in relation to lifting the lockdown restrictions. So how did you navigate these very complex circumstances?
Well, you're right. It's been very complex and very challenging, but the way we did it was we just forged forward and planned the festival as if it was going to happen. And then we thought, well, if we have to postpone, we postpone. If we have to postpone again, we postpone again. That's how we've done it. And so it's like organising the whole event and then planning everything for certain days and times and for certain capacities and certain restrictions. And then every time they change or every time something happens in one city, there's different snap lockdowns in different cities, we adapt. And we've tried to organise the festival in a way that we can be more flexible and adapt, such as, you know, the specific dates not being printed on printed materials. If people would like specific dates, they will need to refer to the website. Otherwise, having materials out there with the wrong dates causes a lot of problems, as you can imagine, and things like, you know, special events. You know, we can't have huge after parties that we're famous for because it's just so very difficult for everyone involved to cancel such large scale events at the last minute when we get such little notice and have, you know, obviously already organized catering and things like that. And so instead we have pre-film receptions, which are a little bit easier to cancel at the last minute, although still not ideal.
Well, I can't even think of the magnitude of the logistic exercise when you think about the fact that the festival runs nationally, so every single city is with different requirements. Unbelievably difficult.
Well, I never knew every premier's name before, I'll tell you that. I know the premier of every city, every state and territory.
But, Elisia, despite the challenging time for the entertainment industries, you managed to put together a remarkable program for this year's festival, including big titles such as To Chiara, the film by Jonas Carpignano, winner of the Directors Fortnight in Cannes. So the lineup is quite impressive. Tell us more about this year's program.
Yes, thank you. I mean, it is. I'm really, really happy with the lineup this year. Obviously, the Cannes Film Festival moved its own dates from May to July. Venice went ahead. You know, in Europe, the festivals are still open and happening at the moment, and so we've still been able to select amazing films. We have Three Floors from Nanni Moretti, which is obviously highly anticipated. This is the only Italian film to screen in competition in Cannes this year, and so that's a really fantastic get for us. And we have also, as you mentioned, To Chiara, which won Director's Fortnight in Cannes. So these are really fresh, amazing, high-quality films. We also have The Ties, which is the opening night film from director Daniele Lucchetti, and this opened the Venice Film Festival last year. So that's very prestigious. Now it's opening our festival. And that's a marriage in crisis drama set in Naples and Rome. And it has a magnificent all-star cast, including Alvaro Vaca, who's just, you know, phenomenal as always, and Luigi Locascio, Giovanna Mezzogiorno, Laura Morante. So we're, you know, really, really top-class cast, and really, you know, multi-layered, interesting family drama. And we have for the closing night, Rome Open City, which is part of a whole Roberto Rossellini retrospective, because of, you know, while first and foremost we're a contemporary Italian film festival, we like to tell the stories of Italy today. We still always like to remember the magnificent films of the past.
Yes, thank you for this, Alicia. When I was looking at this year's program, I noticed a very interesting retrospectives, actually a couple of retrospectives, the one you just mentioned about Roberto Rossellini, but also a retrospective that features like a celebration of classic Italian screen divas, such as Sofia Loren, Gina Lollobrigida, and Claudia Cardinale. So this is an important focus on women in cinema, I think.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we always like to celebrate female filmmakers as much as possible, but there aren't as many female filmmakers in Italy as I would like. And, you know, but they're definitely up and coming. Alice Roach is one of my favourites, but she didn't have any new films coming out this year. And so we do have two films from female filmmakers, Cannes War and Surly, Maledetta Primavera. But then in addition to that, we've also got this spotlight on these amazing screen goddesses of the past, as you mentioned, Claudia Cardinale, Gina Lollobrigida, Sofia Loren, and also Anna Magnani.
Yes, this is a very interesting retrospective with great films. And going back to the closing night film, Roberto Rossellini, Roma Città Aperta, Rome Open City. I read that was recently restored by the Fondazione Cineteca di Bologna. I'm very proud of this because Bologna is my hometown.
Oh, wow. Well, that's amazing because Bologna is where I lived for 3 months to study Italian because I'm very, you know, of course, a very passionate Italian-Australian who was raised in Australia. So any time I can try to improve my Italian, I try to do that. So I'm very passionate about Bologna as well. And, yes, the Cineteca there did restore this film, and it's going to be looking amazing on the big screen in all its restored digital glory.
Yeah, I was reading a couple of articles in relation, from a technical perspective, in relation to this restoration, and apparently they did a marvelous job. So I can't wait to see it on the big screen.
Yeah, absolutely. Some just really phenomenal scenes in that film that really leave a strong mark.
So this is all very exciting, Alicia. We can't wait to go back to the cinema. And I'm just saying that the Italian Film Festival opened in Brisbane on the 20th of October, and it runs nationally in Australia at Palace Cinemas until the 20th of December. So it's longer than the usual because of the restrictions, I believe.
Yeah, the staggered dates. So we have the, let's call them the lucky cities that are open, and then they don't even know what a lockdown really is. And then you've got all the way down to Melbourne where we've got PTSD and we're still rocking in the fetal position, but we'll come out soon and and be celebrating at the cinema with an aperitivo. So Melbourne, of course, last cab off the rank, but we'll get there.
We will. I've been talking to Elisa Zeccola, the festival director of the Italian Film Festival, and Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.